More storm damage reports coming in after last night's round of severe weather. Grady County Emergency Management Director Dale Thompson said that National Weather Service radar indicated two possible tornadoes in Grady County.
We haven't confirmed that they are really tornadoes. It could be straight line winds, but we actually had two. We had one up here that was north on 4th Street, about 4.5 miles north of town, that damaged some property up there. And then we had another southern one that was down west of Rush Springs, about 3.5 miles.
The north storm destroyed an RV that was parked at a home about 4 miles north of Chickasha on 4th Street. The family in their safe room when that happened. Thompson said that's also the storm that tracked toward Amber, which caused some roof damage and destroyed a carport. Three homes around 211 Northeast Road in Amber had some minor damage. The storm south was about 4 miles west of Rush Springs along State Highway 17, which destroyed an unoccupied mobile home. One home had some undetermined damage inside. No injuries reported in either of those storms. Thompson credits the work of all the storm spotters and first responders.
County deputies were just as soon as the storm hit, they were checking on properties and checking on people, make sure they was okay and everything, north and south. So my hat's off to the deputies and dispatchers and the county fire departments and stuff that went out and assisted on that and wrecks and stuff. So they all did a good job last night.
Two more rounds of thunderstorms raked across the region overnight, one about 1:30 this morning, the other about 6:30. Rainfall totals over the last 24 hours show about 2 inches of rain in Chickasha and Rush Springs, about 2.3 inches at Apache, almost 3.4 inches of rain in Minco. Flash flood warnings were issued for many low-lying areas because of the heavy rainfall. More cool news coming right up.
One bank, one local bank, one crazy mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
Who doesn't love being number one? When your team's dominating the standings or your favorite band rocks the charts at number one, it feels good, right? Kind of like how it feels when you have auto insurance with State Farm. Because making you feel like number one is an honor your local State Farm agent takes seriously. Through the good times and not so good, your State Farm agent's proud to be here to help life go right.
Call Mike Day at 224-1968. Or visit MikeDayAgency.com.
School districts in Grady and Stevens counties now have a way to teach students the life-saving skill of CPR. Several businesses combining efforts to provide the funding to put American Heart Association certified CPR kits in schools. Contributions from the Byford Auto Group, Lenormand Properties, and Gold Key Service Center making the kits possible. Denise Castelli with the Heart Association said they want to train a generation of lifesavers.
We know in Oklahoma, if you have a cardiac arrest outside of a hospital, you have a 9% chance of survival. If you have a cardiac arrest outside of a hospital in Seattle, you have an over 60% chance. They've been teaching CPR as a graduation requirement for 20 plus years.
It's part of an effort to help school districts comply with an unfunded state law which requires Oklahoma high school students to complete CPR training before they graduate. Each of these kits costs $5,000. They contain 10 modern versions of Annie, the inflatable mannequin that's used in CPR training. Up to 20 students can take the training at one time. Castelli said it only takes about an hour. She says about half of Oklahoma school districts have these kits, and the Heart Association hopes to one day have them in every school district. Randy Byford, helping to supply the funding to make these kits possible, tells why he got involved in this.
There's a 15-year-old young lady that saved a 60-year-old gentleman's life in Oklahoma City.
All the kits were distributed yesterday at the Byford Auto Group here in Chickasha. Democratic voters in the southern part of Grady County to have three candidates to choose from for county commissioners in next month's primary. Incumbent Ralph Beard is being challenged by Jeffrey Kramer and Lee Dorman. Kramer runs a small business. He holds a bachelor's degree in industrial technology and has previously worked as a diesel mechanic instructor at a community college and has also worked as a diesel mechanic for construction and oil field companies.
I think I can do some good with our tax-based money and get it where it needs to be and use it for the things it needs to be used for the majority of the people.
Kramer says he understands how roads are built and how to maintain them. His wife, Vanessa, is the principal at Rush Springs Middle School, and they have an 8-year-old daughter, Lorelei, who's a second grader at Rush Springs. A Chickasha FFA are winning a top award at the state FFA convention in Oklahoma City this week. Clay Gross-Niklaus winning the Proficiency Award for Agriculture Mechanics Repair and Maintenance Entrepreneurship. His ag instructors are Colby and Emily Schmidt. Our weather forecast, sunshine this afternoon. Still a slight chance for some showers and storms, they say. High about 85. We'll have evening temps in the 70s. And then tomorrow morning's low about 55. Friday, look for sunshine, high in the mid-70s. Right now, some clouds and 72 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call Our Time and Temp Line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Opioid abuse is a nationwide epidemic. Help reduce the problems associated with drug overdoses by keeping your medications locked up to keep family members, especially children and your pets, safe. You can also properly dispose of your old or unused prescriptions and over-the-counter medicines in MedSafe drop boxes found in several locations in the Grady County area. In Chickasha at Liberty Drug, 315 West Chickasha Avenue, Grand Care Pharmacy, 2103 West Iowa, and Chickasha Clinic Pharmacy at 2224 West Iowa. Also at Cedar Springs Pharmacy, 5310 East Highway 37 in Tuttle. A drop box will soon be located at the Tuttle Police Department. Find other locations close to you at tankasprescribed.org. MedSafe boxes are provided through the Oklahoma Strategic Prevention Framework Partnership for Success Grant. SPF-PFS is funded by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, the Center for Substance Abuse Prevention, and the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
In sports, all the thunderstorms and severe weather last night and today have pushed back start times for the Class A and B state baseball tournaments in the Oklahoma City area. Games to start 2 hours later than originally scheduled. So the Fletcher and Roth game to open up the Class A state tournament at DeLisi Park, now scheduled to start at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The late game between Amber Pocasset and Fort Cobb Broxton set for 8:30 now tonight. The storms have also delayed many of the 2A, 3A, and 4A regional baseball tournaments. The 4A regional at Blanchard has been postponed until tomorrow. Now, the 4A regional at Tuttle did get three games in yesterday at Tuttle, but they've moved the games now over to Weatherford. The Tuttle Tigers won twice yesterday, beating Tecumseh 10-0 and Bethany 7-1 to advance to the regional finals. Weatherford, Tecumseh, and Bethany are all fighting through the loser's bracket, with one of them advancing to play Tuttle for the regional championship. The 3A baseball regional at Marlow has been delayed until 2 o'clock this afternoon, while the 2A regional at Calera, where Minko and Dibble play, and at Apache have both been pushed back until tomorrow. All the rain has also delayed the start of the Sooner Athletic Conference softball tournament game scheduled at USAO. The first game was supposed to be played at 11 o'clock this morning. They're going to try to get started at 2 o'clock this afternoon, where number 3 seed Texas Wesleyan to play number 6 seed Panhandle State. And then right after that, about 4 o'clock, number 2 seed USAO to play number 6 seed Baycone. And then USAO also scheduled to play Panhandle State at 8 o'clock tonight. Our Cool News Weather and Sports today, sponsored by Red Rock Behavioral Health Services, Mike Day with State Farm Insurance, First National Bank and Trust, and Johnson's Cranes.